Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Quay with the fraud department. How may I help you?
My name is Angie Knott, and I don't know what all you need me to tell you. I did not authorize the charges for the Yeti cooler, or I guess they're saying it's chances for a Yeti cooler, or I'm not sure exactly what. For $67 and some change.
Okay, so I'd be happy to take a look at the account with you. You say your first and last name is Angie Knight?
Yes.
May you verify the full shipping address?
108 Courtesy Street, Risco, Missouri, 63874.
Okay, one moment.
Okay. I mean, the first girl I talked to, she said there was no other number I could call. There was no supervisor. I was just SOL.
Well, she connected you over to the fraud department, so.
Well, no, she didn't. I called back, so no, she didn't. Another girl did.
Okay,
not the first girl I talked to, but the first girl I talked to wouldn't connect me to anybody different. She told me there was no, that they didn't have supervisors and nothing could be done and I couldn't talk to anybody else. But now this girl I just talked to, she was really nice and helpful and connected me to you.
Okay. Okay, so I'm just going to re-explain the account and the charges before we just prosecute the fraud claim. So it was on November the 11th. You paid $5.74 with the MasterCard ending in 2024 for opportunity to win the, it's like a Tundra, it's like a backpack cooler.
That's what they said, but yeah, I did not authorize that, and I didn't even know I did it.
Yeah, because this is
I mean, I didn't do it. Not I didn't know. I didn't do it.
All right, so it was just a Yeti cooler that you can, you know, is rollable as well. Now, with you stating that you never placed the original order on November the 11th for $5.74, may you verify that full email address?
A92674@gmail.com.
Yes, ma'am. That's the email address that we did have associated with the account.
I'm aware of that. That's what they told me, but I'm just telling you, I did not do that. So.
Yes, ma'am. May you verify the phone number as well?
573-276-7698.
Yes, ma'am. That's the phone number that is associated with the account. So we can file this as fraud, but I want to make sure that you're aware that all cases of fraud are going to be forwarded for a pending investigation, which means we're going to track the original IP address of the $5.74 just to make sure that it doesn't line up with any of your personal information that you just verified, because we can track the address in which inside the ad that it was actually placed from. And also the device, whether it's a smartphone, desktop, laptop, tablet, Android, iPhone, we can still track the device as well. So that's why we just have to verify. As long as you or nobody in your household possibly did it, because once it tracks back, we wouldn't want it to track back to your shipping address that we did verify. So we'll still process it as fraud and then process it to full extent.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. One moment. I'm still here.
I'm sorry.
I said I'm still here.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, yes, ma'am. So we did fully refund all the charges due to the fraud claim. The refunds does take 3 to 5 business days to fully reflect back on the account.
Okay.
Also, did you get the cancellation number that the account was canceled out?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. So the account has been canceled out and fully refunded.
I appreciate it.
You're welcome, and thanks for calling customer support.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.